very nearby. God, what she wouldn't give for a moonlit walk on the beach, just a moment to sink her toes into the sand and feel the warm tickle of water lapping at her ankles, washing away the terror and trauma of the past 36 hours. Maya stirred, mumbling something in her sleep, bringing an abrupt end to Letty's daydream. Her face softened as she regarded the little girl, her face so calm and untroubled in sleep. What had she seen? What would she remember? Poor little chickadee, she whispered, unconsciously using the endearment her grandmother always used when referring to her and her younger sister. During the long drive from New York, Maya had cried for hours, at first racking sobs, which finally subsided into whimpers and sniffles. She'd refused to eat anything, sweeping away her favorite and usually forbidden chicken nuggets during a raging tantrum in a roadside fast food restaurant in West Virginia, screaming, "I want my mommy," so loudly that a panicky Letty had hustled her out of the place so fast that she'd left behind her own dinner. Hours later, she'd pulled into the drive-through line of another fast food joint, bribing Maya with a chocolate milkshake, which she'd greedily sucked down, and then barfed up half an hour later, which meant yet another gas station pit stop. She picked up her cell phone, 6 text messages, all of which she deleted. The last 2 texts were from Zoe. "Where are you? OMG, call me. Are you okay?" She hesitated. Zoe had been her first real friend in the city. She had to trust somebody, didn't she? No, she decided, shaking her head. Nobody could be trusted. Not after everything that had happened. The less Zoe knew, the better off they'd all be. Her eyelids fluttered again, and she descended into a black, dreamless sleep. She was awakened by a sharp metallic rapping on her car window. "Ma'am? Hey, ma'am, wake up."
"Uh-huh."
The sun was shining in through the windshield. Maya began whimpering.
"Letty, I'm hungry."
"You can't sleep here, ma'am."
It was a man's voice. He was peering at her through the driver's side window. He was wearing aviator sunglasses and some kind of dark blue shirt with a badge pinned to the breast pocket. Despite the heat inside the car, a cold shiver ran down her back. A cop. She shook her head, trying to dispel the cobwebs.
"Huh? I wasn't sleeping."
"So what? You were passed out drunk? With a kid in the car?"
The sunglasses obscured his eyes, but he was youngish, late 30s, very tan, very judgy.
"Letty?"
Maya again, her voice pleading.
"I need to go pee-pee."
She ignored the cop and turned to her niece. "Okay, baby. We're gonna go inside the motel now and find you a bathroom. Can you wait just a minute?" She turned to the cop, trying to tamp down her fear and annoyance. "Look, I'm totally sober, just really tired. I've been driving all night, and I pulled in here about an hour ago. I was waiting for the motel to open so I could get us a room. Now, can you please go away so I can take my little girl to the bathroom?"
"You didn't see the no vacancy sign?"
He pointed at it. "I figured somebody would probably check out this morning." She opened the car door and swung her legs out, but he was blocking her way.
"There aren't any vacancies," he said. "They're full."
"If you don't mind, I'll just go inside and speak to the manager myself," Letty said. "Besides, I really need to find my child a bathroom, okay?"
"There's a Sitgo down the street," he said, pointing.
"Would you let your kid use the bathroom there? The parking lot is filthy." Maya was wriggling, trying to unfasten her seatbelt.
"I gotta go,"
she wailed. Letty opened her door all the way and got out, sliding past the cop. She opened the back door, extricated Maya from the car seat, balanced her on one hip, and grabbed her purse and phone. "Excuse me," she said, not bothering to turn around, race walking toward the motel office. It wasn't just Maya who needed a bath.